حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله، حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله. Once again I will start my walk to you, oh my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh. Once again I will start my walk to you, oh my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, to you, oh my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh. My love rises every step I take. My love rises every step I take. Inshallah, I will make where Zahra waits. Hussein, Thar Allah. My love rises every step I take. My love rises every step I take. Inshallah, I will make where Zahra waits. Hussein, Thar Allah. Hussein, Thar Allah. Aba Abdillah. Hussein, Thar Allah. Aba Abdillah. Hussein, Thar Allah. Hussein, Thar Allah, Aba Abdillah. With my heart I will call your name, I will die calling you. Oh Hussein, I will rise when I call. Oh Hussein, oh. With my heart I will call your name, I will die calling you. Oh Hussein, I will rise when I call. Oh Hussein, oh. Once again I will start my walk to you, oh my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, to you, oh my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh Hussein, Thar Allah, Aba Abdillah. Hussein, Thar Allah, Aba Abdillah. Hussein, Thar Allah. I see your flag. Aba Abdillah. Hussein, Thar Allah, Aba Abdillah. I see your flag flying in the sky. I see your flag flying in the sky. Until the day I die, I will raise it high. Hussein, Thar Allah. I see your flag flying in the sky. I see your flag flying in the sky. Until the day I die, I will rise it high. Hussein, Thar Allah. Hussein, Thar Allah. Aba Abdillah. Hussein, Thar Allah. Aba Abdillah. Once again I will start my walk to you, oh my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, to you, oh my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله
صلى الله على محمد وآل محمد
حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله 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 Once again, I will start my walk to you, oh, my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh, my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh. Once again, I will start my walk to you, oh, my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala to you, oh, my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh. My love rises every step I take. My love rises every step I take. Inshallah, I will make where Zahra waits. Hussein Thar Allah. My love rises every step I take. My love rises every step I take. Inshallah, I will make where Zahra waits. Hussein Thar Allah. حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله حسين ثار الله أبا With my heart I will call your name I will die calling you O Hussein, I will rise when I call O Hussein, oh With my heart I will call your name I will die calling you O Hussein, I will rise when I call O Hussein, oh Once again I will start my walk to you, oh My Hussein, Karbala, Karbala to you, oh My Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh Hussein, Thar Allah, Aba Abdillah حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله I see your flag أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله I see your flag flying in the sky. I see your flag flying in the sky. Until the day I die, I will raise it high. Hussein Thar Allah. I see your flag flying in the sky. I see your flag flying in the sky. Until the day I die.
أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين وليعلمن الله الذين آمنوا وليعلمن المنافقين وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا اتبعوا سبيلنا ولنحمل خطاياكم وما هم بحاملين من خطاياهم من شيء إنهم لكاذبون وليحملن أثقالهم وأثقالا مع أثقالهم وليسألن يوم القيامة عما كانوا يفترون ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم ألف سنة إلا 50 عاما فأخذهم الطوفان وهم ظالمون فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة وجعلناها آية للعالمين صدق الله العلي العظيم نوروا قلوبكم بذكر الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد
For the love of the Lady of Light, please recite another vibrant salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Before we begin, just a few announcements. For any of your friends or family at home who would like to tune in, please visit the Hadi Institute Facebook page where the program will be streamed nightly at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. For the smooth continuation of the program, we encourage you to support the Hadi Institute with donation boxes located in the back or by purchasing one of our discount cards and any of our t-shirts in the back as well. Inshallah, you can find more information at the entrance. As you know, one of the greatest rewards during these holy nights is to hold majalis in the remembrance of Imam Hussein. For anyone interested in sponsoring the nightly programs with their contributions, nightly sponsorships are $300, but of course, whatever you are able to donate is appreciated. There's also a request for parking. For all those parking in the neighborhood, we would like if everybody can park to the parking lot adjacent to the building, inshallah. Lastly, if everybody can move up for the ease of any others who would like to join, please with three vibrant salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, invite Sheikh Usama Abdul Ghani to the podium. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
There's a request that we recite Surah Al-Fatiha for those who've sponsored tonight's majalis. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So dear brothers and sisters, welcome to day 5 of our lecture series on Nabi Lut. We learn from the Holy Quran that there's lessons to be learned in their stories. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There are lessons in their stories for people of deep intellect and people of understanding. So brothers and sisters, we want to use these nights, these days and these nights, first and most importantly, to improve our relationship with Allah, our Creator. Secondly, we want to improve and ready ourselves to serve our Imam, inshallah, to be the soldiers of our Imam. Now, what we're going to be doing is we'll be covering some of those topics that I had shared before. Now, we weren't able to cover the topic of ideological bravery properly yesterday. So inshallah, we'll focus tonight on that. And then those other lessons, inshallah, we'll cover them as the nights go on. Please send a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. One of the important points we learned from last night was this. Islamophobia is not new. This is an old tactic which has been used by the enemies of Islam from the beginning of time. We learn from the words of God in the Holy Quran, Surah 43, verse number 7, where he says this, وَمَا يَأْتِيهَمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ No prophet would come to them, إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ They would mock that prophet. They would mock his religion. They would mock those who followed him. So this weapon of Islamophobia, getting believers to apologize, to feel uncomfortable, as if we're doing wrong. Whenever a terrorist act happens, the believers on the backpedaling, apologizing, this is not Islam. This is a tactic that's been used in the past. What is our counter move? What's the antidote to the poison? That's what's important. The antidote is going to be that ideological bravery. Ideological bravery. What happens is, Amir al-Mu'mineen has taught us never to apologize for upholding the truth. If we want to be like Ali, we can never apologize for upholding the truth. He said it to us in this hadith, لَا تَعْتَذِرْ مِنْ أَمْرًا أَتَعْتَ اللَّهَ فِيهِ Never apologize. Do not apologize when you're obeying God. Actually, that is an honor for you. It's a manqaba that you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if brothers and sisters remember, when we went over the definition that Imam al-Hasan gave us, he told us one important part of ideological bravery. And that is that we would exercise sabr, resist, that we would be patient when we're receiving criticism, slander, insult, that wouldn't make us back up. That's very important for us as believers. Ideological bravery means that based on our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we're facing this kind of opposition, we tell them from the bottom of our hearts, we can do this all day, bro. We can do this all day. We're not changing. We're not different. Whatever Allah says. Now, what happens is, this kind of ideological bravery starts with game-changing faith. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوت Lut changed. Lut came to his side. Lut was a spiritual heavyweight. We also, if we want to have that game-changing faith or that spiritual bravery, we've got to start with game-changing faith. The other thing we learned was this. There were two characteristics that we're supposed to have if we have that faith which is game-changing. If we have ideological bravery, how will it demonstrate itself? There were two characteristics that we were supposed to have. One of them was that firm belief in Allah's promises, that we can take God's promises to the bank. We count on God's promises. For us, God's promises are realities. As Allah says in the Quran, Surah 3, verse number 9, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ God never breaks His promise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ The other trait, which we also have to develop and make sure that we have, is the idea of a willingness to sacrifice for Islamic principles. Not where they were doing this grudgingly. Actually, Amir al-Mu'mineen teaches us how we should be. And hopefully, by the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, we're able to be like this. How should we be? Ideological bravery. The Imam says, leap into danger for the sake of truth. خُذِ الْغَمَرَاتِ لِلْحَقِّ Leap into danger for the sake of truth. So now, a little bit about what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do, brothers and sisters, is this. We would like our emotions, bravery, not having fear, standing strong, these are emotions. We want our emotions to be in line with the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to be under divine guidance. We want to feel as Allah wants us to feel, not as we want to feel. So the question that we asked yesterday, and we never got to explore, was, what's the strategy? Is there a magic formula? Is there something we're supposed to do? Are there steps, practical steps, that we can take if we want to be those people who have that ideological bravery that can help us stand strong in this kind of a struggle, where it's of strategic importance that we don't back down from our Islamic beliefs? And the answer is yes. What I'd like to share with brothers and sisters is a two-part strategy. The first part that I'd like to share with my brothers and sisters is not as important as the second part, but it's very essential and very helpful. So a two-part strategy. Now, the two-part strategy is this. I remember hearing this for the first time from Sheikh Panahiyan. So I was in Qom, young student, attending the majalis, and I heard it for the first time from the Sheikh. What he explained was this, that as believers, we have four enemies on our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to experience God's best. We want to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the challenges? What are the enemies? He explained that there's four. One of those enemies is the dunya itself. It's darul ghurur. The dunya tricks us. It fools us. It makes it difficult to go over and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He wants us to. So one of our enemies is the dunya. The other enemy is Iblis, Shaytan, who has sworn to take us off the path. He wants to drive us away from experiencing God's best. So that's a second enemy, another powerful enemy. Iblis, someone we can't see, a jinn, all that experience, thousands of years old, and personal enemy of each and every one of us. So that's the second enemy, Iblis. The third enemy that we have is actually within all of us. Each and every one of us, not only do we have a different test, and our test, my test is different from your test, your tests are different from one another, each and every one of us, in addition to those other two powerful enemies, one the dunya, number two Iblis, the third one is our own nafs. We also have desires, we also have things that we want, the nafs. So that's three enemies. Iblis, the dunya, and also our nafs. But what happens is the challenge doesn't stop there. Actually, we have one more enemy. Who's the last enemy? The last enemy is actually stronger than the other three. More of a challenge than the other three. Who's the last enemy? Other people. Other people. Why are they more of a challenge than Iblis? Than the dunya, than my own nafs. Other people are very real. Other people are right in our face. It's one time when I'm trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm struggling with my own nafs, I'm struggling with Iblis, I'm struggling with the dunya. Another time, the person who's ruling is Saddam Hussein. Another person. Yes, all of us have a nafs, but it's different if you have a taghiya in your face. If there's punishment for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stand strong and say, even though this person is standing in front of me, as Amir al-Mu'mineen says in that hadith about the awliya look at the batin of the dunya, when others look at the zahir of the dunya, to say that still there is no power or strength save Allah, even though I see this tyrant facing me. So what happens is, other people actually form the biggest challenge. You and I can have effect on others. We want to make sure that the effect that we have on other people is the effect that God wants us to have. We affect one another. Sometimes what happens is you and I would like to have that deep ideological faith, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fearlessly carry out our responsibilities, The challenge, though, is other people make us afraid. I want to be brave. I want to stand strong. I want to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then other people were in my face. Oh, you're going to do that? Doesn't look like a wise move. You know what the authorities will say? Other people scare us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in the Holy Quran. This is Surah 3 and verse number 175. He says, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. That is actually only shaytan. يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. Shaytan makes his awliya, his friends, afraid. You and I are supposed to only fear God. Who is it that's coming to me, making me afraid of other human beings? What will other people think? What will they say? How can I get this job? Right? There's other people who make people bigger than they're supposed to be. They threaten me. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ يُخَوَّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Shaytan makes us very afraid. God doesn't want us to be like that. The remainder of the verse is a reminder about the realities of the universe. The rest of the verse, God says this, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ. Don't fear anyone else. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear me if you're believers. Don't worry about the others. Worry about me. If I'm on your side, it doesn't matter who's against you. If I'm against you, the universe can't save you. Worry about me. Don't worry about them. But it's not so easy to make that step, that leap of faith. One of the things, back to the strategy. So one of the things that we'll keep in mind is that sometimes fear is contagious. I would like to be brave. I would like to be strong, but when other people are whispering to me, telling me, threatening me, telling me about the consequences of my actions, sometimes they're able to get to me, and I'm not able to be as strong as I'd like to be. It's so important, this principle. You know, because see, sometimes when you and I want to change a principle, we want to change a bad habit, we want to change a way of being, we have to be selective in our friends. We have to choose our friends carefully. Sometimes there's nothing I can do about certain company. It's my family. My spouse. Right? I can't do anything. That's the person I'm living with. But sometimes you and I are making a choice. God looks carefully at those we choose to have as friends. Those we want to hang out with. This is so serious when it comes to self-development that the hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Salawat, please. He tells us, even when it comes to seeking advice, never take a coward as an advisor. Never take a coward as an advisor. Fear is contagious. The same way that we tell people who have just come out of jail, come out of jail, bad habits before, got messed up. We say, don't go out and hang out with your homies. They're bad news. They'll bring you back where you were before. The same way when it comes to even seeking advice. This hadith from the Prophet, he says, Ya Ali. So he's giving Imam Ali advice. He says, La tushawiranna jabanan. Never take advice from a coward. Never take advice from a coward. Why not take advice from a coward? The Prophet says. He says, فَإِنَّهُ يُضَيِّقُ عَلَيْكَ الْمَخْرَجِ. You're facing a situation. There is a makhraj. There is a way out. There's a way of standing strong. There's a way of doing your responsibility. Because the coward is scared, the coward will make me think there's no way out. How can I stand? Right? Because he's scared. I'm scared. I make you scared. We need to surround ourselves, brothers and sisters, with people who will speak words of faith to us, who remind us of Allah's promises, who will encourage us to do our responsibility. That's what we're looking for. If I'm constantly around people who they don't believe in Allah's promises, they will actually confuse me, make me think there's no way out, make me give up before I experience victory. So what happens is, the first step is that we need to look at our company, surround ourselves with those who also are going to remind us of our responsibilities and Allah's promises. Make us believe His word. Speak words of faith to us instead of scaring us and terrifying us. In other words, brothers and sisters, if you and I would like to soar like an eagle, we can't always hang out with chickens. I heard a story once. They said once there was an eagle and was raised in a chicken coop. So, because that was all that it knew, the eagle would walk like a chicken, he would talk like a chicken, he would peck like a chicken. He thought he was a chicken. One day, the eagle was looking outside of his coop and he saw an eagle above, soaring in the sky. And the eagle thought to himself, he's like, I'd like to do that. His DNA was starting to wake up. I'd like to do that. I'd like to soar. He told his chicken buddies about his dream. His chicken buddies laughed and laughed. You're just a chicken. You're like us. Stay here where it's safe. You'll never be able to soar. But the eagle didn't listen to them. He said, you know what? My circumstances might say that I'm a chicken, but inside I know I'm something else. I'm an eagle. I can do this. He even tried to learn to fly in his little coop. He would try to fly. His wings were bigger than the other chickens. He would try to flap his wings, and he would take little baby steps. He could barely lift off the ground, and the other chickens would laugh and laugh when he would go up against the coop. They would laugh. See, we told you you're a chicken. Stay here where it's safe. But he didn't listen to them. Them ridiculing him, mocking him, telling him, just because their vision was limited, it didn't stop him. He kept trying, and one day he did lift out of that coop. And then as he flew up in the air, he's like, I knew something different. I could be this. I could do this. So we can't always continue to hang out with chickens. They're narrow-minded. They don't see Allah's vision for them, Allah's plan. God wants me to experience something great. He wants me to be special for Islam. They want to be mediocre. They like it. Hanging around with the chickens will make us be like a chicken. The second part of this strategy is even more important than the first. The first part of the strategy was that when it came to Allah's creation, we made sure to associate ourselves with those who would help us, those who would move us forward, those who would help us believe in Allah's promises and act on Allah's promises. The second part is not about Allah's creation. The second part, the reality of it is, we will try to fix our relationship with Him, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to become ideologically brave, we've got to fix our relationship with God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat, please. One of those key reminders that we need to have if we want to experience God's best is to remind ourselves and others that God is good. Allah is good. Imam Ridha tells us this. He says, أحسن الظن بالله. Always think good of God. Tell yourself, God's good. He's on my side. He'll help me. He'll assist me. He sees. He's watching. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah. Aslaha Allah ma baynahu wa bayna nas. Whoever fixes his relationship with God, God will fix his relationship with the people. What happens is, when we look in our ahadith, they tell us what the root cause of cowardice is. Why is it that some people are cowards when they should be brave? It's time for them to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take steps of faith.
but they shrink back. Al-haya'u yamna'u rizq, as Imam Ali says. Sometimes Allah has an opportunity right there, just waiting for us. All we have to do is take that step of faith. Be brave. Al-haya'u yamna'u rizq. I'm not able to be brave. I stop myself from experiencing God's best. Sometimes being brave means to spend in the way of Allah. This is one of those situations where now I should trust in God. Yes, my finances are like this, but this is one of those situations. Islam needs help. I need to spend in the way of Allah. Why is it some people, when they should spend in the way of Allah, they don't spend in the way of Allah? Sometimes it's not either of those two. Actually, it's the opposite. Sometimes the responsibility is to be content. The challenge is, go acquire more, push harder, get more. That's the challenge. But the reality is, Allah wants us now to be qani, not to be haris and greedy. What's driving me is not Islam anymore. It's greed driving me. What happens is we have a hadith from the Prophet, and he tells Imam Ali, he says, wa'lam ya Ali. Know this, O Ali. He says, anna al-jubna, cowardice, wal-bukhl, being stingy, instead of spending on the way of Allah, being stingy, holding back, he says, wal-hirs, being greedy. He says that these are actually one trait. The root cause of all of them is su'udhan. I think badly of God. Instead of me believing Allah's promises, spend and God will take care of it. Be brave, God has your back. Instead of me believing that, I don't believe Allah's promises. I'm scared. I can't trust Him. I have to have my own back. I have to have my own back. Who knows? I trust God. I go out on a limb. What's going to happen to me? Instead of Inna Allah la yukhlifu al-mi'ad, the Quran tells us, believe God, trust God. God never lies. Instead of that, I think if I trust God, He'll let me down. I heard a story that's not true, inshallah. It's definitely not true. It's not true, for sure. They said once, this lady, she had an accident, a near-death experience. Traumatic accident, she made it to the hospital. She made it to the hospital, she really thought she was going to go. She started talking to God, she has munajat with God. She said, God, is this it? And God told her, He said, no, it's not it. You're going to make it. You've got 40 more years. She said, oh, wow, alhamdulillah. So when she came out of the hospital, she said, I've got 40 more years. What did she do? She went and she got a tummy tuck, a liposuction. She got an extreme makeover. I've got 40 more years to live. And as she was walking away from the doctor's office, a truck hit her and she died. SubhanAllah. She died and now she went back to God. She said, God, I thought you told me I had 40 more years. And God said, that's you? I didn't recognize you. The opposite of what Islam says. Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. God never lies. He's there for you. He's with you. So what Islam is, the ideological bravery. Fixing my relationship with Him. Thinking good of Him. Expecting Allah's help. Very important. Instead of the I have to have my own back mentality. God has my back. Very, very important. Now, the next one, brothers and sisters, is advice from Amirul Mu'mineen. The advice of the Imam, it needs a little bit of explanation. First, let me share the Arabic of it, and then after that, the explanation. So what happens is, in order for us to experience ideological bravery, to be at our best, to stand strong, what we're going to need to do is to reset our beliefs based on those realities we find in Quran and Sunnah as taught to us by the itra of Rasulullah. We're going to have to reset those beliefs. Now listen to the Arabic of this hadith, the hadith of the Imam. This is what the Imam says. Beautiful hadith. He says, La ashja'a min labibin. You will never find someone who is ashja, more brave than a person who is labib. The easy translation, if we didn't have deep understanding, would be that the labib is intelligent, someone of deep understanding. What's the deeper understanding? Brothers and sisters, when you look at our hadith, they tell us that you and I have two faculties. I'll put it in this way. I'll call it two faculties. Everyone has what is called the aql, the intellect. With the intellect, you and I make decisions. We weigh our options. We see what's the best strategy. What's the best approach? Everyone has been gifted with the aql. What happens though, if you and I think about it, if everyone's given the aql, and they're all weighing their priorities, trying to make the best decisions, why is it that we see uqala, wise people, making such terrible decisions? Everybody's got aql. Aql is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It helps me weigh my decision, figure things out. What's the right way? What's the best way? Long-term goals, short-term goals. Aql. The hadith tell us that you have two things. One of them is the aql that everybody has. The other is the lub. Now we'll understand labib. Lub. What's the lub? What's the difference between the lub and aql? The lub, so everybody has the intellect. The lub, brothers and sisters, is your pure intellect, unfiltered or unblocked by two things. One of them are wrong beliefs, false beliefs, and secondly, negative emotions. What stops the aql from working properly? Sometimes a person will have beliefs that are mistaken, not in line with what Quran and Sunnah teaches us, not in line with what we find from Rasulullah or his Ahlul Bayt. The beliefs are wrong. Negative beliefs stop me from experiencing God's best. They're false beliefs. They're not in line with the universe. The other one, though, are those negative emotions that come in, and instead of me being able to just use that pure intellect that I've been given, because I get emotional, I'm not able to go over and weigh the decisions properly. So back to the hadith of the Imam. The Imam says this. He says, La ashja'a min labibin. You'll find no one who's more intelligent than the person who uses that pure and unadulterated aql. Without negative emotions, without being blinded by false beliefs, labib. So now, what we're going to try and do is to become people who are labib. There's a second part of the strategy. How can we become labib? The roadmap, brothers and sisters, is to reset our beliefs to make sure they're in line with the haqa'iq and the realities of the universe. What are the things that Islam teaches us when it comes to our beliefs? The reality of how the world works. I want to share one of those verses for us to keep in mind. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One beautiful verse of the Holy Quran is Surah 10 and is verse number 107. Surah 10, verse number 107. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us over here that's so effective when it comes to ideological bravery? God says this in the Quran, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should visit you with an affliction, if God wants to harm you, if God wants you to have a setback, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. God is the only person who can remove that difficulty, who can change your fate. Nobody else can do that. It's only Him. It doesn't stop there, though. God says this, وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to experience some goodness, فَلَا رَدَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. The forces of the universe, if they gather so you don't experience good, there is no person, no being, or beings who are arad, who can deny you Allah's grace. فَلَا رَدَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. يُسِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. God causes whoever of His servants that He pleases to experience His grace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets us aware of this reality. The only person you have to worry about is me. Don't worry about the puppets. I'm the puppet master. Any good that comes to you through them is with my permission. Bi-idhnillah. They can't do anything for you. It's all me. Our Prophet has given us a wonderful hadith. He says, "If an al khalq kullahum, if the creation all together, they got together to give you something, they wanted to benefit you, they wanted to help you with something, lam yuktab laka, that thing wasn't written for you." He says, "Ma qadaru alay." They would not be able to do that for you. They wouldn't be able to give that to you, even if they all gathered and tried to do that for you. So, having said that, one part of it was believing or readjusting our beliefs. The next part of it is the idea of, the Ahlul Bayt have taught us this. Since you and I are well equipped for our mission, we have to harness our creative juices, right? Allah says in the Quran, "La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha." How do I get out those creative juices? The Ahlul Bayt, their way is to teach you and I to block off logically every way of sin to leave us only with the right way left. I'll give you one story, one hadith, and after that, we'll try and tie these beliefs together. So, a man came to the imam, the fourth imam, and he said that, "I can't stop sinning." The imam said, "I'll give you 5 pieces of advice. If you do these pieces of advice, you can commit as many sins as you like." "What is the hadith, ya imam?" He said, "The first one is not to partake of God's rizq. Instead of Allah providing for you, let someone else provide. Number 2, leave Allah's kingdom. Leave from the wilayah of God, where God no longer has control over you. Number 3, go somewhere where God can't see you. No one can see you, God can't see you. Number 4, he says, when the angel of death comes to take your soul, you refuse to allow the angel of death to take your soul. You stand up, you fight back. He says, number 5, is when the angel comes to throw you into the pit of hell, you refuse to go into the pit of hell. If you can do those 5, you commit as many sins as you want." The Ahlul Bayt logically blocked off every other way but the way of God. The creative juices then come out. I then become creative. Now I'd like to tie all of this in with a story, a true story. Hopefully we can benefit from this story and it help us to experience that ideological bravery. The true story is this. Once, before our leader became the leader, he was the representative of Imam Khomeini and he had to go to a place called Tehran. When he was over there, his responsibility was to make sure or give an accurate report of the activities of the enemy in that area. So he went to that area, the representative of the imam. They go to the area of Dehlaran, and he has 2 individuals in the vehicle with him. One of them was the head of the elite revolutionary guards, and his second in command. Second in command is telling the story. They also had a driver. They said, "As we were over there driving, then what happened was that the enemy spotted us. When the enemy spotted us, they tried to attack. The enemy tried to attack, and the enemy starts attacking us from 3 directions. As the enemy is attacking us, the driver is trying to help us to escape. We're driving as fast as we possibly can, and the leader goes over and he stops the driver. He says, 'Don't drive so fast. You're driving like a maniac. Slow down.' The guy knocks his hand off. Why are you trying to stop me? I'm trying to escape. He said, if it's been written that we're going to be killed, we'll be killed. Relax, we're going to make it. They start driving again. As the enemy closes in on them, again, the guy gets nervous. He starts hitting the pedal to the metal again, driving like a maniac. The leader tries to stop him. The guy who's telling the story says, I was actually at the back. And by this stage, I'm worried. Why won't he let him go? He said, I was looking at the leader, and this whole time he was just calm and dignified as the car drove, as we were speeding along. We ended up making it out. When we made it out, the leader took the driver aside. He said, look, if Allah had written that we're going to be killed, we'll be killed. But we'll be killed in an accident. Or we'll be killed at the hands of the enemy. If Allah hasn't written it, even if the enemy closes in on us, God will make a way out. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala arwah allati halat bi fina'ik. Alayka minni salamullahi ma baqit wa baqiya al-laylu wa al-nahar. Wa la ja'alahu Allah akhir al-ahdi minni li ziyaratikum. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn.
أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد. ثانية على حب الزهراء. ثالثة على حب سيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا سيدي يا أبا عبد الله Peace and blessings be upon you, Prophet of Allah. Peace and blessings be upon you, ya Aba عبد الله. يا حبيبي يا حسين نور عيني يا حسين يا حبيبي يا حسين يا رحمة الله واسع يا حسين Oh my beloved يا حسين The light of my eye يا أبا عبد الله Oh the vast mercy of Allah يا حسين Brothers and sisters, let us take our hearts out to the land of Karbala. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'ik. Peace be upon you ya Aba Abdullah.
Peace be upon you, my beloved Imam, the one who was slaughtered near the Euphrates River. While he died in a state of thirst. Ya sahib al-zaman, on a night like this, where are you? Are you attending in this majlis with us, or are you in another majlis? Are you in the land of Karbala? Ya Aba Saleh, where are you on this night? Brothers and sisters, let us remember the companions of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, those who sacrificed their lives for the sake of the Imam. They displayed the epitome of love and obedience to the master of their time. You had the likes of Muslim ibn Awsaja, the one who, when he passed away, he told Habib ibn Madahir, Ya Habib, my only will for you is to not leave this man, this strange man on the land of Karbala. You also had Zuhair ibn al-Qain. Zuhair was not a companion of Aba Abdullah, but during the journey, Imam al-Hussein, he spoke to Zuhair ibn al-Qain, and Zuhair changed his ways, and he joined the caravan of Aba Abdullah. But tonight, there's another companion that we will mention. He goes by the name of Wahab, or according to some narrations, Abdullah ibn Umair al-Kalbi. When the caravan of Imam al-Hussein was making its way towards the land of Karbala, they stopped in an area that didn't seem to have any water, but they found a tent there. And so Aba Abdullah went towards the tent, and he asked the people sitting in the tent, where do you get your water from, O people? The tent belonged to Wahab al-Kalbi. His mother replied, she was in the tent, she replied, my son gets us water whenever he comes back. The Imam told her to tell her son to fulfill his responsibility. The narration states that Wahab, in a previous night, had seen a dream. He saw the Prophet Isa ibn Maryam. He saw Prophet Isa and the Prophet Muhammad together. They came to him and they spoke to him. Prophet Isa told him, O Wahab, answer the call of his grandson. Answer the call of Hussein when he calls upon you. Ya Aba Saleh, when will you reappear and call upon us? Ya Aba Saleh, we are waiting for you. Ya Mahdi. Wahab joins the caravan of Imam al-Hussein, and he accompanies him with his newly wedded wife towards the land of Karbala, as well as his mother, and they all declared their Islam before Imam al-Hussein. His mother urged him on the 10th of Muharram to do his best on the battlefield to make his mother proud. On the other hand, his wife, she was hesitant. She didn't want to let Wahab go because they were newly wed. However, Wahab entered the battlefield, killing some of the enemies of Allah and wounding others. He returned to his mother and said, Ya Ummah, O mother, are you satisfied with me? She told him, I will never be satisfied until you are killed in the way of Hussein. His wife told him, Ya Wahab, for the sake of Allah, we have just gotten married. I cannot stand the thought of your death. And then after that, being a widow, his mother said to him, Ya Wahab, don't listen to her. Go back and fight for Imam al-Hussein. You will have the intercession of his grandfather Muhammad on the day of judgment. What an honor that is, when on the day of judgment Rasulullah will come and he will look for the companions of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, or Sayyid al-Zahra will come out and they will choose those very companions that sacrificed their lives. Wahab goes back to the battlefield and he kills many of them. Then his fingers were cut on the battlefield. At that moment, his wife, she carried a pole and she rushed towards him saying, Fidaka abi wa ummi, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you, O Wahab. She told him, قاتل دون الطيبين حامي عن حرم رسول الله. She told him, O Wahab, go and fight, protect the household of the Prophet of Allah. Wahab said a while ago, you were objecting, and now you are urging me to fight. What has happened with the wife of Wahab? What changed her opinion? Why did she change her opinion on the 10th of Muharram? His wife said to him, Ya Wahab, لا تلومني إن واعية الحسين قطعت نيات قلبي. Oh Wahab, do not blame me, but the call of Aba Abdullah has broken my heart. When he said, is there a helper to help us? Is there a supporter to support us? Oh Wahab, go and fight and defend Aba Abdullah. Wahab went back and he kept fighting until the narration state he lost both of his arms. Like another member of Aba Abdullah Hussein's family, we all know who that dear member is. It is none other than Aba al-Fadl, the protector of Zainab, the protector of the children of Hussein. When Wahab lost his two arms, his wife walked towards his body and she sat near his head. She was wiping away the blood after he died. She said to him, Ya Wahab, congratulations, for you are guaranteed a place in heaven. I pray to the Almighty to bestow it upon me too. Shimr bin Diljawshan, the cursed one, he told one of his servants to go and strike the wife of Wahab. He went to her and he dealt a fatal blow to her head. She immediately died, joining her husband in paradise. This is one companion of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. There is another companion that we will also mention. He displayed great bravery on the 10th of Karbala, just like Wahab. When the time of prayer set around noontime, one companion came to Aba Abdullah and he told him, Ya Aba Abdullah, it seems like it is noontime, so it is prayer time. Aba Abdullah told him, جعلك الله من المصلين. May Allah raise you among those who used to pray in this world. But Aba Abdullah needed to pray as well. But he needed protection, for he asked the enemies to give him a break, to give him respite. But the enemies denied. They didn't want to give Aba Abdullah time to pray. Imagine Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. On a day like this, he needs protection. He needs someone to protect him while he fulfills his prayer. This companion of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein was Sa'id ibn Abdullah. As the Imam prayed, the narration said he was struck with an arrow. After that, Sa'id stepped forward and protected the Imam with his own body. The arrows would be targeted at Aba Abdullah from the left and the right. And each time Sa'id would jump to shield his Imam. After the Imam finished the prayer, Sa'id was taking his final breath. He looked towards Aba Abdullah and said, أفرضيت يا أبا عبد الله, are you pleased now, my Imam? Did I fulfill my duty towards you, Ya Hussein? Aba Abdullah said to him, نعم أنت أماني في الجنة. He said, yes, you have fulfilled your task. I see you walking in front of me in paradise. May we all be blessed with the servitude of the Imam of our time. Ya Aba Salih, are you pleased with us on a night like this? Ya Aba Salih, are you pleased with us as we come to commemorate the tragedy of your grandfather Hussein? Are you pleased with us as we have come to console Fatima al-Zahra? On these nights, Ya Sahib al-Asr, we recite the lines from Dua al-Nudba. Layta shi'ri ayna istaqarrat bika al-Nawa. Bal ayu ardin tuqilluka awthara. أبي رضوى وغيري عام ذي طوى عزيز علي أن أرى الخلق ولا ترى ولا أسمع لك حسيسا ولا نجوى. How I wonder, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, where has the distance taken you? On which land or soil are you, Ya Aba Salih? Is it on Mount Radwa or elsewhere on Mount Tuwa? It is difficult for me to see all the creations, but I cannot see you, my Imam. Nor can I hear a whisper from you. متى ننتفع من عذب مائك فقد طال الصباح. متى نغاديك ونراوحك فنقر عينا. متى ترانا ونراك. When will we quench our thirst from your water, Ya Aba Salih? For the thirst has lasted too long. It has been over 1,000 years, O Mahdi. When will we accompany you in coming and going so that our eyes will be delighted? When will you see us and we see you? أين الطالب بدم المقتول بكربلا؟ Where is the one one who will demand justice for the blood that was shed in Karbala. Ya Abba Saleh, where are you to take justice for what happened to Abba Abdullah? When will you come back and eradicate oppression and establish justice? We are waiting for you, Ya Abba Saleh. Abba Abdullah al-Hussein's tragedy has crippled us, Ya Mahdi. When will you come back so we can commemorate these nights with you, Ya Mahdi? ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين. السلام عليك يا سيدي يا أبا عبد الله الحسين وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على وعلى علي وعلى أولاده وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى أخيه أبي الفضل وأخته الحوراء زينب. طبتم والله وطابت الأرض التي فيها دفنتم. يا ليتنا يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز فوزا عظيما. أفلح من صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد. Inshallah, this is a short latmiyah for Sahib al-Zaman because it's about to be the eve of Friday, inshallah, in remembrance of Sahib al-Zaman on this night. صلى على محمد وآل محمد. If the brothers would like to come forward, inshallah, and take part in the short latmiyah program before Salat, we're going to do a couple of latmiyahs. The first one in remembrance of Sahib al-Zaman. صلى على محمد وآل محمد. ثانية على حب الزهراء صلى على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. يا ثرى لله يا ثرى لله عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتول. عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتول. يا ثرى لله يا ثرى لله عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتول. عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتول. يا ثرى لله يا ثرى لله
عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتول عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتول يرون بأنك مطلع ليلة الجمعة يرون بأنك مطلع ليلة الجمعة يرون بأنك مطلع ليلة الجمعة وترى أعمال مواليكم فتهل الدمعة مولاي اذبحني مولاي اذبحني مولاي اذبحني إن كنت شريكا في اللوعة أو خذ بيدي أو خذ بيدي أنقذني من لجات السبعة يرون بأنك مطلع ليلة الجمعة يرون بأنك مطلع ليلة الجمعة وترى أعمال مواليكم فتهل الدمعة مولاي اذبحني مولاي اذبحني إن كنت شريكا في اللوعة أو خذ بيدي أو خذ بيدي أنقذني من لجات السبعة فأنا من دونك ظلمات وشتات ما بعد شتات أفلا تشفع لي دمعات سمت لمصاب رقايا عبدك والجرح علامات هيهات لغيرك هيهات المحو بكم والإثبات أن الذات القدسية أن الذات القدسية يا ثراء لله يا ثراء لله عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتول عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتول يا ثراء لله It is said that you observe our acts on the eve of Friday. It is said that you observe our acts on the eve of Friday. It is said that you observe our acts on the eve of Friday. Well, when you see the sins of your followers, you begin the crying. Mawlai, come save me. Mawlai, come save me. Mawlai, come save me. If I've been constantly sinning, come take my hand. Come take my hand and pull me out of all this darkness. It is said that you observe our acts on the eve of Friday. It is said that you observe our acts on the eve of Friday. When you see the sins of your followers, you begin the crying. Mawlai, come save me. Mawlai, come save me. Mawlai, come save me. If I've been constantly sinning, come take my hand. Come take my hand and pull me out of all this darkness. يرون بأنك مطلع ليلة الجمعة. يرون بأنك مطلع ليلة الجمعة. وترى أعمال مواليكم فتهل الدمعة. مولاي اذبحني. مولاي اذبحني. مولاي اذبحني إن كنت شريكا في اللوعة أو خذ بيدي أو خذ بيدي أنقذني من لجات السبعة فأنا من دونك ظلمات وشتات ما بعد شتات فلا تشفع لي دمعات سمت لمصاب رقية عبدك والجرح علامات هيهات لغيرك هيهات المحو بكم والإثبات أن الذات القدسية يا ثار لله يا ثار لله عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتولي عجل فدتك الروح يا ابن البتولي
صلى على محمد وآله محمد Inshallah, we're going to be reciting Ziyarat Warith. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. السلام عليك يا وارث آدم صفوة الله السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي الله السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم خليل الله السلام عليك يا وارث موسى كليم الله السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى روح الله السلام عليك يا وارث محمد حبيب الله السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام السلام عليك يا ابن محمد المصطفى السلام عليك يا ابن علي المرتضى السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء السلام عليك يا ابن خديجة الكبرى السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة وأمرت بالمعروف ونهيت عن المنكر وأطعت الله ورسوله حتى أتاك اليقين فلعن الله أمة قتلت ولعن الله أمة ظلمت ولعن الله أمة سمعت بذلك فرضيت به يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله أشهد أنك كنت نورا في الأصلاب الشامخة والأرحام المطهرة لم تنجسك الجاهلية بأنجاسها ولم تلبسك من مدلهمات ثيابها وأشهد أنك من دعائم الدين وأركان المؤمنين وأشهد أنك الإمام البر التقي الردي الزكي الهادي المهدي وأشهد أن الأئمة من ولدك كلمة التقوى وآلام الهدى والعروة الوثقى والحجة على أهل الدنيا وأشهد الله وملائكته وأنبياءه ورسله أني بكم مؤمن وبيا بكم موقن بشرائع ديني وخواتيم عملي وقلبي لقلبكم سلمون وأمري لأمركم متبع صلوات الله عليكم وعلى أرواحكم وعلى أجسادكم وعلى أجسامكم وعلى شاهدكم وعلى غائبكم وعلى ظاهركم وعلى باطنكم بأبي أنت
وأمي يا ابن رسول الله بأبي أنت وأمي يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل السماوات والأرض فلعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتهيت لقتالك يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله قصدت حرمك وأتيت إلى مشهدك أسأل الله بالشأن الذي لك عندك وبالمحل الذي لك لدي أن يصلي على محمد وآل محمد وأن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة جميعا السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى أبو فضل العباس وعلى أختي الحوراء زينب ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Inshallah, it's salah time. Thank you for attending our program. Inshallah, if any sisters need to do wudu, please use the exit door in the front. If any brothers need to do wudu, please use the exit door to the front to my left. The sisters' prayer accommodations is at the right, and the brothers' prayer accommodation is downstairs, inshallah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن علي ولي الله أشهد أن
عليا حجة الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على خير العمل حي على خير العمل الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله 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 Once again, I will start my walk to you, oh, my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh, my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh. Once again, I will start my walk to you, oh, my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala to you, oh, my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, oh. My love rises, every step I take, my love rises, every step I take, inshallah I will make, where Zahra waits, Hussein Thar Allah. My love rises, every step I take, my love rises, every step I take, inshallah I will make, where Zahra waits, Hussein Thar Allah. حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله حسين ثار الله أبا With my heart I will call your name I will die calling you oh Hussein I will rise when I call oh Hussein oh With my heart I will call your name I will die calling you oh Hussein I will rise when I call oh Hussein oh Once again I will start my walk to you all My Hussein, Karbala, Karbala to you all My Hussein, Karbala, Karbala oh. Hussein Thar Allah, Aba Abdillah حسين ثار الله أبا عبد الله حسين ثار الله I see your flag Aba Abdillah Hussein Thar Allah Aba Abdillah I see your flag flying in the sky I see your flag flying in the sky until the day I die I will raise it high Hussein Thar Allah I see your flag flying in